This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here if you want. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 as we launch into the second hour of this live Saturday edition. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And so we got another Supreme Court case. This one was a close decision. 5-4 was the vote.
You know how I hate those.
How do you hate those?
Well, the idea that you basically have a 9-person appointed lawmaking body here in the United States. And a straight 5-4 vote disturbs me because you have presumably the greatest legal minds in the country. I don't believe that for a second, legal minds that are listening. But presumably the greatest legal minds in the country are sitting there and they cannot agree. And the decision is split 5-4.
Mm.
I think that...
Well, it just goes to show that all law is opinion.
All law is opinion. And as far as I'm concerned, if you can't get a 9-zip on a law, it shouldn't be one.
Well, that'd be nice. But unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. Not only can you have laws voted in by just 51% in most cases, it's also decided by a small majority.
Yeah, bare majority.
Yeah. In this case, they have given temporarily a green light to the Trump administration to reallocate $2.5 billion in Pentagon military funds for construction of a border wall.
Oh, well, in this case, I actually agree with the legal arguments in the border wall with the military thing.
I don't know what the legal arguments are. Have you read the case?
They're relatively similar. So, no, I never read the cases.
Okay.
I only
read a summary of the case?
Yeah, I read a summary of the case.
All
and
right.
Basically, the presumption is that the military can build walls. Right? Like, a military could go out into a national park and build a wall.
Yeah, they did one in Louisiana, remember? That's one of the things that failed during Hurricane Katrina.
They built a levee.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the military can build walls. If the military decides to build walls within, you know, as an exercise, quote-unquote, right, there's the air quotes going around it, they decide to build a wall along the southern border, they're just doing the things that militaries do. Militaries build all kinds of walls. So
I wouldn't want them building a wall through my property.
Well, no, I don't think that they... I think that there's... imminent. I do not agree with eminent domain.
Mm-hmm.
I agree that the military should be able to build walls. I do not agree that the building the wall is a good idea. I do not think that Trump's idea... I think he has to do it because he's promised it so thoroughly, and it's going to make it look like his presidency's failed if he doesn't get it done. But I think building...
Well, he ain't going to get it done.
He's going to build something. He's already built some
Dude,
wall.
We're talking about the government here, right? Like the government, the U.S. government or any government in general, they just suck at everything they do. They're slow. They're expensive. They're incompetent. The idea that anything's going to get built by the end of 2020, I don't buy it. This is the government we're talking about.
You also have to deal with the situation of, I can't remember the name of the Indian tribe that spans the border. There's an Indian tribe that... in, I think it's Arizona, that goes across the border of the United States. As far as I'm concerned, this is a nation, and you can't just wander on in and build a wall in between their communities. These people are used to crossing, you know, back and forth. They don't even call it a border.
Huh.
It's just
it's home.
It's their Indian nation.
Yeah.
And so I have a problem with that. I didn't get to say the reason I disagree with a wall is because you can't just build a wall and expect the wall to stay up. They don't just build walls around prisons and then send the guards home. Walls.
So you're not saying you want to have a wall with a bunch of guards on it?
No. I'm saying that if you build a wall, you must put guards on it.
Well, now you're talking about making the Border Patrol 20,000, you know, times larger than it is.
That's not my solution.
Yeah.
My solution is that you open up the borders, you make let free people cross the borders of free countries freely, you give them nothing. As a matter of fact, make it a felony if they avail themselves of any government program at all, and let them know that there'll be no opportunity for them to vote in their lifetimes.
Let's continue here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join the discussion on this, we haven't gotten into the details on the case yet, but the $2.5 billion in Pentagon military funds can be allocated for construction of a border wall, according to the court's conservative majority. This is ABC News' report, by the way. Siding with the White House lifted a lower court injunction that had temporarily put a hold on the move as the case proceeds. Quote, the government has made a sufficient showing at this stage that the plaintiffs have no cause of action to obtain review of the acting secretary's compliance with Section 8005. I have no idea what that means. Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sotomayor and Kagan would have denied the move. Stephen Breyer also opposed lifting the injunction in full, saying he would have preferred to allow the government to finalize the contracts for the wall, but not yet begin construction pending the outcome in the case. So this sounds like a early, like maybe an interlocutory appeal in a different case right. That hasn't been settled yet. The Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit in San Francisco will hear the case next on the merits. President Donald Trump swiftly issued a victory tweet writing, wow, big victory on the wall. The United States Supreme Court overturns lower court injunction, allows southern border wall to proceed.
I don't think he has a hope in the Ninth Circuit.
Big win for border security, he says, and the rule of law.
I'm not sure how the rule of law comes into play here, but all right.
It's just something politicians like to say.
Yeah.
Let's go to John. He's in Dover, Delaware. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I'd like to start by concurring on the statement that the federal government sucks at everything that it does. It seems to fail in every single area that it touches. Yeah, am I right?
Yeah, well, that's just true of all governments. I mean, it's certainly true. If they throw enough money at something, they'll be able to build a thing, right? Like if you give a private company a construction contract enough money, they're going to get a road
built
a wall or whatever.
Of course they are. If they offered me enough cash, I'm sure I could throw together a crew of guys to go down and build
go
a wall.
Go hire some Mexicans and grab some bricks and build a wall.
You're damn right I would. Those guys work harder than anybody else out here on a construction site anyway.
And you know that's what's going to happen, right? As they're building the wall, it's going to be probably some Mexicans building the wall.
People of Mexican descent.
You know that's right.
But no, you're absolutely right, John. They're terrible.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I wanted to touch on a topic real quick, if you guys don't mind.
Yeah, please.
Changing the subject.
No, that's fine. You're welcome to do that.
Thank you very much, fellas. I heard recently that statistically the Department of Justice did some sort of study and that it showed that white American males are the leading terrorist group in our country at the current time. And I just want to say, I don't see these white terrorist groups anywhere. I don't hear about them. I don't understand what they're doing to the white man. I'm not a racist, but I am a white man. And we're not allowed to be proud of being a white American male. If we are, for God's sakes, we're racist bigots. It's ridiculous, man. They want us to be ashamed of our culture. And I'm not going to do it. How about you guys?
I don't really care about my color, as it were. I mean, obviously, culture means, I guess, the culture is difficult to define. It historically has meant religion and language. So if you share a religion and a language with somebody culturally, you're the same. But for me, I don't really care about my color. Obviously, I think in modern day culture sort of means people who agree with me. And I like people who agree with me to surround me as much as anybody does. I'd like you to move up to New Hampshire. You and I sound like we agree on lots of things. You know, we'll chit chat and that kind of stuff. However, you know, when I kind of, the way I see it is if you're identifying with your color or your ethnicity or whatever, you're probably pretty boring. You know, like, that's where I sort of stop on this. I'd much rather talk to you about anything but this particular topic because it's, to me, so, not that I won't talk to you about this topic. I find it boring. So if somebody says,
I completely get it. And please don't get my words twisted, please.
No,
I'm not a white pride kind of guy. I'm not a white pride kind of guy. I just don't want to be ashamed of being a white guy. I don't want
to
have.
You shouldn't have to skulk about.
Looking at me.
There are certainly people on there are people on the internet that will say mean things about you because of your color and gender, and it seems okay to do that as long as that color is white and that gender is male. And, you know, like there's one thing, there's a difference between equality and attacking whomever you believe is in power. And I don't think we get to equality through attacks. And some people do. So I have to agree with him on this. You know, but again, somebody who identifies as a lesbian black woman, I just don't care. Let's talk about anything else.
John, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, and it is the live Saturday edition of the show. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And also want to make sure you know about local.bitcoin.com. It is where you can go to easily trade Bitcoin Cash, to buy and or sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods, including cash deposit at banks, remittances, meeting in person with cash, and some more risky ones like PayPal and Venmo as well. There's no ID requirements in order to sign up for the site. You have your communications between buyer and seller encrypted, so it's probably the most private trading platform that I'm aware of, beyond a truly decentralized exchange, and those really haven't taken off quite yet. Go to local.bitcoin.com and get started trading, buying and selling Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. I've done it, and I've got ads up there, I think, almost every day. In fact, a couple of our co-hosts, Rich, or now known as Nobody, and Aria are doing very, very well. At least they were on there. Unfortunately, PayPal has shuttered both of their accounts. So do be aware that if you decide to take this very seriously and do a lot of transactions, that may result in an account being shut down. So you might want to know that before you get into it.
Likely will.
Yeah. Local.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, there's a court ruling by the Supreme Court that I really don't know a whole lot about the case on which they've ruled, but apparently the Pentagon now has the green light to allocate $2.5 billion of their funds for construction of a border wall. It was a 5-4 vote in this case. Trump has issued, of course, a victory tweet. The ruling came in a lawsuit filed by the ACLU on behalf of the Sierra Club and Southern Border Communities Coalition, which challenged the president's use of emergency powers for border wall funds that Congress had denied him. In a statement following the decision, Dror Layden, a staff attorney with the ACLU's National Security Project, said the group would ask the Ninth Circuit to expedite the appeals process. "This is not over," Layden vowed in the statement. So, does this mean that the wall's going to begin construction, or is it just that they're authorized?
Well, it sounds like they're able to buy some of the materials.
Uh-huh.
And I, you know, from what I can tell, the president is the commander in chief, and the commander in chief can say to the military, "All right, boys, we're building battlements or walls or whatever," and there's nothing that Congress or anybody could say about that, honestly.
If you want to join the discussion, you are welcome to do so. Let's go to the phones and to your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Frankie is there in South Carolina in Myrtle Beach listening to WRNN. Go ahead, Frankie.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. What's on your mind?
All right, brother. I just wanted to say I served in the military for 13 years with the Coast Guard, and at the latter part of my career, I served along the Rio Grande with Customs and Border Protection. And,
I didn't even know that the Coast Guard was on the, I guess, navigable rivers. Is the Rio Grande navigable?
It is not necessarily navigable, but okay. So the reason that we do, interdisciplinary, missions, I guess you would call them, is we specialize in drug and addiction. So we're utilized quite often with Customs and Border Protection.
Okay.
So having said that, for about 5 or 6 years at the twilight of my career, I was fortunate to serve with those guys along the southern border. And I have a very unique perspective. As you know, I'm sure if you got 5 Customs and Border Protection guys all together, we would probably all disagree. But the truth of the matter is, it is not as bad as the president makes it out to be. If you listen to the rhetoric that comes out of the White House, you would think, you know, it looks like World War Z when you're standing over there and just immigrants climbing over the wall and falling over each other. And, you know, it's literally the furthest thing from the truth. You know, and I also had another point I wanted to make. If you look at today's politics and people, my coworkers, friends, buddies of mine, they want to know why the majority of black people aren't really engaged with immigration. And we have a
When you say engaged with immigration, what do you mean?
Well, as far as, you know, if you ask the average African American living in the inner city or upper middle class or middle class, immigration is not our number one issue, because immigration is constantly polling number one as far as Americans, what their concern is. If you separate it for African Americans, that is probably like number 10 on our list. And the reason that always falls last is because we have a unique perspective of feeling like we're not wanted in this country. You know, and we know what it feels like, you know, for everyone and anyone to come up with all kind of reasons why we should be sent back to wherever it is we came from. So where'd you come from? I came from Brooklyn, but I'm talking about my ancestors.
Welcome.
Thank you. I come from
Wakanda. Damn Yankees.
I come in peace. But yeah, I just, you know, it's just, you know, that's constantly why, you know, African Americans are always polling high with Democrats. It's not because they have a monolith, you know, over us, and, you know, we're brainwashed. It's that, you know, they're usually more in line with the way we think. So I appreciate you guys taking my call, man.
I get it. Thank you.
Thanks, Frankie. Appreciate you calling in. If you want to join us, you can there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I don't know. There's nothing left to say about what Frankie said. I think that what he said probably sums stuff up. I mean, how can I possibly speak to what he says there? It's his... it's his feelings, and his feelings are as his feelings are, and I suspect he's probably right that there are plenty of people, black people out there, that do not feel that they're entirely welcome in the country, and I get where they're coming from. I mean, I've heard those conversations.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. David is in New Mexico listening to KENN. Hello, David.
Hey, yeah, the parental consent thing, let me add on to what you're saying. First of all, the Russian Revolution, the people behind that, and there were several different factions, and I'm no expert on it, so anybody's welcome to correct me. But the way I see it, that movement has been going on continuously in various ways ever since, and they're not really now trying to make Russia a communist country, but they are trying to make this country a communist country as well as elsewhere. And that's where this force is coming from with the parental consent thing you're talking about. In my assessment, that faction along with other factions joining them, and the parental consent to get a sex change issue, along with, for instance, parental consent to get an abortion if you're 12 years old or 13 years old without your parents even knowing about it, let alone consenting to it, in direct contrast to what kind of permissions you need to get, for instance, to get an aspirin from the school nurse. But what that is, I believe, is an attempt to, by those powers that I alluded to.
Hold that thought. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Moscow, police are cracking down on people demanding free and fair elections. Reporter Fred Plankin says some opposition candidates' names were left off the ballot for Moscow elections.
On the face of it, this protest is about a local election here in Moscow where several opposition candidates have been barred from taking part. However, of course, there is a larger element to this as well. Some of the chants that we've heard here have also been against Russia's president, Vladimir Putin.
And in Hong Kong, police are using violence against journalists and protesters who are chanting, "There is no riot, only a tyranny."
We have just been charged by riot police up the escalators into the train station. This is absolute mayhem. They have just come in, the protesters, wielding batons, spray pepper spray.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Our toll-free number here for you is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. And they're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark in the studio with you here tonight.
If you've been paying any attention to gold and silver markets, you've probably been seeing some movement, some volatility. I think that some people are probably thinking that this bull run that has been going on in the stock market may be coming to an end. Look, I don't know. I wouldn't claim to know. But there's definitely that the pricing of gold has been headed upward, and you may want to take a look. McIlvaney ICA has a free report for you to download if you'd like to learn more about investing in precious metals. The report is the 6 advantages of adding precious metals to an IRA and how you can double your ounces. And McIlvaney has pioneered this whole notion of switching back and forth between gold and silver at the right times in order to increase your holdings. Because if you buy an ounce of gold, you have an ounce of gold. But if you trade that gold for silver at the right time, and then gold for the right time, and then silver for the right time, then you might have 2 ounces of gold before it's all over. You can get online at icagoldsilver.com. McIlvaney ICA is also offering a free portfolio review, so you can call them up and tell them what you got going on. If you've got an IRA, they can help you with it. They are America's foremost precious metals advisors and have been since 1972. ICA pioneered and practices leading strategies for compounding ounces. They've been helping people take delivery of precious metals with both domestic and international fine storage options for decades. They also have helped thousands of investors with precious metals IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 report. Download their free report at icagoldsilver.com. 800-525-9556 or icagoldsilver.com.
All right, we continue here talking about the idea of parents and consent. We had an issue come up in the last hour. I think it was the last hour. Anyway, it was about a young person, age 15, who had wanted to change his gender. The school bureaucrats were secretly assisting him with this process against what would have been the wishes of his parents. Ended up going to court. David, you were commenting generally about parental consent. What were you getting at there? We were up against the clock. Can you kind of briefly recap and then continue?
Yeah, I'll continue on. There's a couple points remaining. So, like I said, the powers that be that I described, I think that they, well, first of all, the way their MO, one good analogy is like a mouse trying to get into your house. They poke and they prod and they check here and they check there and they test here and they test there to see where they can get in. Or in a contemporary analogy, like a hacker that's poking and prodding your system, trying to find an unsecured way in. And that's how I see these people. And they look at things like our laws, our constitution. And one weakness regarding this parental stuff is, if you look at the Constitution, I think the people that wrote it, and I know you don't agree with it, but it's what we have it. It's still
the highest
place.
Law in the land. Hard to argue
right.
that.
Right. And so what I think that the people that created that document, that contract, as I see it, I think they were completely oblivious to the possibility that anybody in the future would attempt to mess with someone's children. And granted, there were already some abuses of parental rights back in that day. For instance, women really didn't have any right to their own children. They were completely belonging to the father, virtually. But I don't think they foresaw what could be done, and so they didn't write more specific direction into those documents. And I also think that when they wrote life, liberty, property, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, I think that they thought that covered that. And since it wasn't super explicit, the rats that I'm referring to, the mice, the hackers in the form of what I see as communists trying to get in and tear that all down, they're exploiting those oversights, that's the way I see it. And so that's the MO. And what they get out of it is if they can drive a wedge and separate the control. I mean, there's already animosity often between teenagers and parents. And so I think what they're doing is pouring gasoline on that situation to further inflame it and drive a greater wedge between parenthood and children.
That sounds like what they're doing. I mean, like you said, these people want to get involved in people's lives as much as possible. They want to have as much control as they possibly can. They certainly want to have as much influence as they can, because government schools are about indoctrination, and government in general is about control and obedience.
Right, and I would say that young people, I've met lots of homeschooled young people, and they don't seem to have the same issues with their parents as their institutional schooled brethren. Now, I would say that my experience is that private school kids probably tend to have fewer of these problems than public school kids, but that may be a function of, you know, income and class and things like that. I don't know the answer to that. Maybe that's the case with homeschooling, too, but it seems like somebody who's raised by their parents and as far as, you know, homeschooling goes, there's no argument who's in charge there. Homeschooling,
right. And
you know, the parent is.
Another point is, so the government is using these schools, these indoctrination systems, which you see as teachers and administrators, et cetera, but in a situation involving a school with the teachers, administrators, principals, superintendents, that kind of thing, on this kind of an issue, if you're talking about a sex change, now you start to involve also the therapists and the social workers, and look what government has done with that. They've created an army of therapists, social workers, doctors, psychologists, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and nobody can practice that profession and have any sort of comment that means anything, like in a court of law or on a medical record, unless you've gone through a government-approved university mm-hmm. and gotten a government-approved degree showing right. that you are towing the line. And then
so
you
the
get
odds
a government
that you would... Right, the odds that you would get through that indoctrination process and then hold a view that's contrary to the official government view are very, very slim. It could happen, but basically that would, you know, the odds of it seem very low.
Yeah, it seems right. like the cultural left, the political left, the left has a stranglehold on universities and some career paths.
Thanks, David, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, we know that some state governments are even more invasive than other state governments are when it comes to, let's say, homeschoolers. California is sort of known as one of the worst places. I don't have kids, so I don't pay close attention to which states are the worst, but I'm sure there are some really bad ones where you have to basically, as I've heard at least, that in some states you have to, if you want to homeschool, you have to present an entire curriculum to some state bureaucrats to where they can decide whether or not you can go ahead with whatever it is that you want to teach. I know there's some folks in California specifically. I think I met them at Anarcho Vegas, who actually I think it was an old friend of ours, Mark, from the radio business, who we happened to run into at the Free Ross auction. He was saying that they want to leave California because now they're mandating, oh God, was it vaccines or something like that? I think it might have been vaccines. They're mandating stuff like this on all families, and I believe it even applied to homeschool. I believe, if I recall correctly, if you're in California, you're shouting at your radio that we're getting it wrong, please feel free to call in to correct me on this.
It was
a party, you know, late night, and I don't remember.
Not like we know, or even, you know, this guy knows everything about vaccines and schooling in California. I just looked up onlinecollege.org, the eight strictest states for homeschoolers, listing number one is Ohio. Number two, North Dakota. Number three, Vermont.
These are stunning to me. I would think that North Dakota would, you know, given how remote it is, you would think they'd be a little more independent in that way.
Well, I know somebody who's homeschooled in Vermont, but they probably just didn't tell them at all. Number four, New York. Number five, Pennsylvania. Number six, Rhode Island. Number seven, Massachusetts. And number eight, Georgia.
There's more on the way here. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, whether you want to talk about homeschooling or government meddling in parents and their kids' lives, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Our toll-free number is 855-453. If you want to join us, live Saturday edition of the show. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
855-450-3733. Don't forget, you can join us and other Free Talk Live listeners on our Discord server. Discord is a free app. You can download it for your smartphone or laptop or desktop computer. And, in fact, you can have it on all of those if you want. I've got it on every device that I have. And it allows you to connect to the LRN.fm Discord server, where there's different channels on which you can interact in chat format, sort of text format. Or there's actually voice channels on there as well, where you can have a voice chat with some of the other people there, many of whom are listeners of Free Talk Live. Some of the hosts of the show will drop into the chat room from time to time as well. And as I say, different channels on different topics. It's there 24 hours a day. So during the show, we actually utilize Discord as a call-in option for anybody that wants to sound really good on the air, because it does sound great. And again, outside show hours, and also there's an on-air now channel, so people can talk about the things we're talking about here on the air if they want to. Sometimes the channel's on topic, sometimes it's not. It's, you know, it's a chat room.
Yep.
Check it out. It's free over at discord.lrn.fm. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. It's Joe listening to WEEOFM in Pennsylvania. Hello, Joe.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
Your topic of gender. Well, superfluity, I guess you'd call it. The Bible says that God created them male and female.
Okay.
And another comment is, thou shalt honor thy father and thy mother.
Well, okay, let's start with your first comment. Okay, so what's the point about what the Bible said? What are you trying to say there?
What's the point?
Yeah.
Well, the Bible is the truth.
No.
How do you know?
You know. Well,
no, it's not. I'm just going to go ahead and stop you right there. The Bible says that Jesus' name is Jesus, and that you have to believe in his name to go to heaven. However, his name was Yahushua ben Yosef, and any book that can't get its main character's name right and then contends that you will burn in hell for all of eternity if you don't believe in his name is not right at the very best, right? You can't call it the truth if it is that confusing.
Do you think that's confusing? Just because,
I do. Yes, I consider it confusing.
Just because of the name, and you're willing to give up on the greatest religion in the world.
I'm not going to call it the greatest religion in the world. I'm going to say that
any religion.
Wait a second.
You take Christianity out of the world.
All right.
And what kind of a world are we going to live in?
Look, I'm not saying that Christianity wasn't good for the development of Western Europe. I'm not claiming that.
It was useful. Now we can get rid of it, you're saying.
No, I'm not saying. Now you're making a consequentialist argument for a book that you just called the truth. No, you don't. You are not. What I am saying, here's my logic. Any being that will damn me to eternal torture because I do not believe a book where the mistranslation occurs of the main character's name is a psychopath. That I have a son, and if he does something wrong and I decide to cut the digits of his fingers off with tin snips every time he does something wrong, people would call me a lunatic. But for some reason, God gets a pass for hell and all these things because, well, superior being or something. What I'm saying to you is, God's great. The Bible is an ancient text and should be looked at in that format.
Well, it's ancient because we are living so many years beyond the time that Jesus was on earth. You know what year it is? 2019, after the death of Christ. The whole world
is centered around off by 5 years. Yes, I will
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying that there are mistakes that are made there. When you use the term truth, and that's the term you used, you're going to set somebody like me off who believes that truth is important.
Well, truth is important.
Good.
And
me too.
I agree. And if we follow as close to the truth as we can, we're going to have a good life.
Yep.
How is it that you know that the Bible is the truth?
I would have to say, because of the prophecies that have been fulfilled. There was over 365 prophecies that Jesus Christ personally fulfilled.
Well, now, wait a minute. Which of these prophecies have you witnessed yourself being fulfilled, like during your life?
Well, that's a good question, because I am going by the ancient text and the fact that he chose 12 men to surround him during the time of his ministry. And then, after he died and rose, they tried to make him king, but he refused. He had one mission, and that was to die. Now, all 12 men except for Judas and John were all martyred.
Okay. You're telling the story now of the Bible, and I was just asking you how do you know this thing is true? And my understanding of the answer you gave is you know the book is true because of what you read in the book about prophecies being fulfilled.
Well, the way it all unfolds.
Isn't that like circular logic or something?
Well, if you're going to examine something, you have to take what you've been given and base logic upon what he read.
Excellent. Let's use this logic.
I want to make one point.
All right, go ahead.
That is the fact that each of these 12 men, except for the two,
you don't know anything about these 12 men except for what's written in this one book.
They are in secular text. They are in secular text.
One secular text where they were mentioned 130 years later.
Well, what else have we got to go by?
Well, how about this? A being that is fair and just and loves me should have and spent 33 years on this planet could have written one thing down on a cocktail napkin. He could have done one thing, like taken a stick and drawn it in some clay. And then, I am God. Yaheshua ben Yosef says, I am God. Like anything they could have done. Slavery is wrong. That would have been really awesome. Wash your hands after you poop. Like a few things that could have been done. If God was here, God could have done some stuff instead of this sort of, this woman has demons. I'll drive them into the pigs.
Poor pigs.
They've they thronged Jesus. Everybody came to Jesus because
so
they,
a lot
was,
of people thought, there was no entertainment.
People. He was saying things that liberated them. The good news of his
they
his
thronged
many
PewDiePie.
Were, many were looking for the Messiah.
They thronged
at that time.
The Beatles. They thronged
and
lots of people.
He died on a cross.
And, the Romans and, crucified a lot of people.
A lot of people died on crosses.
You know, if he would have came at a different time, he would not have died on the cross.
So what?
And he wouldn't
How do you know? I mean, maybe he would have died in
if
a different
way. If he
came
now, Christians would kill him. Right here in this nation.
If
you
want to
hang out
that,
with prostitutes? You want to hang out with bad people? Well, we've got something for you. We call it a jail cell. You don't want to go? Well, we'll kill you.
Well, you know, if you're not seeking the truth, you won't find it.
I am
seeking
the truth.
The truth.
Yeah, look, I've just asked you a bunch of really great questions.
I think you would need to look in more than one book.
You've got nothing for them.
I think you would need.
I am a student of prophecy.
Good. Can it answer this question?
And how we got our text and things
like that.
Wait a
second. Answer this question. Would a fair and just God send me to be tortured for all eternity if I am confused by their very long, convoluted book?
If you choose not to believe, you are
I am not choosing not to believe. I am looking at the evidence I have been given, and I find it lacking.
If you choose not to accept the only way to God, and that is Jesus Christ, he said, I am the way.
It's not Jesus Christ. It's Yeshua ben Yosef. Get off the phone.
Thanks for the call. Wow, the toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Man, I sure do love it when the Christians set you off.
I have no problem with Christianity. I have a problem with people who are so sure
The one true way.
Of the truth.
Yeah.
That they are willing to throw away human lives. That's what hell is.
Mm-hmm.
Hell is the wish that you could throw away a human life. That they're willing to throw away human lives for their beliefs, whatever they are. There's no Christian who's listening to me who knows who's going to go to hell and who isn't. That's God's decision.
If you believe in hell.
If you believe in hell. Hell's stupid.
855-453.
That's a loving God.
855-450-3733.
But people really want hell for Hitler.
Mm.
Maybe a couple of other people.
That brings up an interesting discussion. If you want to jump in, you're welcome to join us coming up in Hour 3 here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.